the hokey pokey's going on, but what I'm hearing out there is in the next couple of months they're expecting some sort of real big downturn in the real estate market.
The way real estate works is it works great until it doesn't. It's not like stocks there. It's not like stocks where there are buyers and dealers and a whole system ready to buy the dips. That's not the way it works in real estate. Real estate's either going in one direction or it's going in the other.
Right.
And that's because bank financing, the stock market generally is not bank financed. The real estate market is completely bank financed. And so when you get losses, banks are quick, to shut down their extension of new loans and only want to work with people they've already lent money to. And that's where and all of a sudden liquidity just turns, it just goes away.
Right. Let me ask you this. This is sheer speculation. We had Sidney Powell at our convention and Joe Arpaio. And Sidney Powell was pretty adamant about the fact that in the case of the voting and that there's a severe amount of fraud and all of it. She was talking about how fraud vitiates everything, especially when it vitiates the elections. If there, and again, it's sheer speculation, I know, but I'd like to get your opinion on what you think might happen to the markets if, in fact, they come out, let's say, as early as tomorrow, which there is speculation there, about fraud in Arizona or fraud when they have these audits and they're proving fraud in these states.
Well, as I've said before, Paul, I never thought that, after the election it would stop the seating of Biden. What I said is the Supreme Court would not contest that through an expedited hearing. They'd make, something that important go through the process. And virtually 6 months to the day, all of a sudden the real reports start coming out. We now have a minute-by-minute following of what went on in the, the State Farm Arena.
In Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And, from the consultant for the Secretary of State, who said there was no problems, you're getting the minutes. The Secretary of State, before the election and during the election, got a tremendous number of emails about problems going on in, it's DeKalb County, that sounded like fraud, looked like fraud. And probably the ultimate was even when you saw on TV that they got all the poll watchers away and the media was sent home, and then somehow, they were still processing ballots. Four women were still processing ballots. His data shows there were five scanning machines that were processing ballots. And I don't care who you are, I can't find a fifth person in that room.
Yeah.
Well, he was indicating that was, an offsite party.
So what about the issue of what the markets might do, or just in general, your thoughts on, they come out with a report that's pretty damning about how the election was handled, and if there is fraud that's indicated.
Yeah, my personal belief is that Trump, that the Electoral College has spoken, but the real issue, the real danger for the Democrats is that one of these elections is canceled and has to be revoted. By law, and revoting by law means that the current sitting senators, if one of them is Democrat, is out of a job, temporarily out of a job at least, and the Democrats lose their 50-seat advantage in the Senate.